It's Hot Off the Wire with Al Freeden.
Reporting live from the block, man.
All right.
Got to start off with some really sad news, Russ. Raunchy, gravelly-voiced, and self-deprecating comedian Joan Rivers died yesterday after going into cardiac arrest days earlier during a procedure on her vocal cords. She was only 81 years old. Russ, you have a personal story with Joan Rivers, right?
I think the very first time that I went on stage, guy named Lee Marshall, who just passed recently, he was the voice of Tony the Tiger.
Oh, wow.
He was like, man, you know what? We worked on a comedy routine because he thought I was funny. I used to crack jokes in the hallways at ABC Radio for years. And he says, hey, we need to put you on stage. So he said, you know, I got a hookup. I can probably get you on at this this club in Santa Monica. It's no longer there. And you're going to be opening up for Joan Rivers. I'm like, what?
That's a big deal.
And I'm sure I wasn't very funny because we invited everybody. All my coworkers were all there, and they laughed at everything that I said.
Aww.
Which was really cool. But it got me motivated to do stand-up comedy, which, you know, I have a lot of respect for stand-up comedians. It's a tough job.
Very tough.
One day you're funny, one day you're not with the same material.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to meet her or anything, but, you know, it was just the fact that that
opening
was,
for her, huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
That was great.
So Young Jeezy was not lying yesterday when he told us that the AK-47 found on his tour bus was not his. It apparently is legally registered to the head of security for his tour bus, or for his tour. Jeezy's head of security was not there when police found the gun because he was in the hospital recovering from being shot in the arm the night before after getting caught in the crossfire when Suge Knight was shot 6 times. Now, Jeezy's got this new album out, and I think it's, what's it called?
The Autobiography.
Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute, I didn't get it.
That was Jeezy.
Jeezy, how you gonna just say forget it and not tell us the name?
I just kept talking.
Because
after he said this,
the Autobiography.
Why would you name it something you couldn't pronounce?
It just jumped. Jeezy, man, I'm sorry, man, but you know I got no more duty. Don't name it
something you cannot pronounce. That's not.
It's Autobiography.
Just play it one more time for me.
The Autobiography.
Oh no.
And everybody's on Twitter at Russ Parr Show going, man, come on, y'all ain't hitting the bell.
Oh, I hit the bell. I did hit the bell.
No, you guys had a chance. The album's good, so pick it up, man.
What's it called?
The Autobiography.
Oh, my gosh.
He never, ever came back and said what the name of it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably wasn't his idea, huh?
Probably not.
And you know what? Maybe I should just play the whole thing. Just a piece of, you know, here's how he started. I asked him, you know, the name of the album, the whole nine, and he said,
this is pretty much my story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's why I call it the Autobiography. But at the same time, it's
We did not edit. There is no edit there. There's no edit.
He just kept moving. This is a straight audio. It's like,
this is pretty much my story. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's why I call it the Autobiography.
What you call
but at the same time, it's
Oh, my gosh.
Jeezy, I get it.
Oh, Jeezy, I love it.
Pick up the album, y'all. It's called
The Autobiography.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's close.
Wow. Meanwhile, we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Waka Flocka Flame. Now, after his girl, Tammy, posted a picture of him on Instagram holding what looked like a gun.
Wow.
Some say they were trying to scare Stevie and Jocelyn after Jocelyn came after Tammy on that reunion show. Now, the pics were deleted, but we hear the feds are already on the case because Waka is a convicted felon. Now, he could get in trouble, and we might be hearing about his.
He wasn't looking fresh.
Oh, no.
The feds were watching.
Yeah. Want to see nudies of Sherri Shepherd?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Radar Online says her ex already has pictures of her. And what happened is they were living in different cities. I think he was on the West Coast.
Yeah,
she was on the East Coast.
He turned out to be a piece of crap.
He was a jerk.
Bad choice.
Bad choice.
And he wants $10,000 a month, or he's supposedly going to put these pictures out.
Isn't that illegal, blackmail?
Yeah,
well, done. She sent him the pictures, though. She sent him the pictures. She said she would send
him a copy of Jeezy's album called
The Autobiography.
That'll clear it all
up. I guess Johnny Gill won't be seeing any of those nudies. Apparently, those two are dating now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jill Scott has reacted to her leaked nudies. She admits that one of the pictures in a robe is real, but she says the other one with full boobs is not. Not buying it, Jill. They both look like you. Congrats may be in order for Janae Aiko. We hear she and boyfriend BF the Dot Genius are together. They were both spotted wearing very simple wedding bands. And rumor has it that Remy Ma and Papoose are expecting. And one more story. This is kind of cute. Kanye West. You know where he keeps his Grammys?
Where?
What do you mean? Only she? But she been out 2 months.
Been out like, I don't think so. It's been that long.
So what? It's quick. You can get pregnant quick. It just takes 1 second.
Where he keep his Grammys?
Okay, sorry.
In his cocaine box?
No.
Don't say that about Kanye.
Kanye West tripping. Is not on cocaine. I'm just, you know
I know it was a joke.
Jesus.
Yeah, I wasn't serious. Okay?
Yeah, we know he just is high on life.
Right.
However, he says he keeps them in like the laundry room, sock drawer.
He's hilarious.
He's not into awards being all around the house.
I love Kanye. I love what y'all say.
He keeps it so real.
He's my favorite rapper.
I love him.
No, Jeezy's my favorite rapper.
This is pretty much my story. You know what I mean? And that's why I call it the autobiography. Huh? But at the same time, it's
I'm Alfreda's. That's all I have to wear. More stuff good at the rest of our morning show. Dot com.